Although the Battle of Gettysburg had caused the death of one young woman and thousands of young men, the passing of one particular Union soldier became a cause célèbre across the North. During the afternoon of July 1st, two corps of the Army of the Potomac, the 1st and the 11th, were beginning to retreat under the weight of an overwhelming Confederate assault. Two divisions of the 11th Corps were heading back toward Cemetery Hill, where a third division already was digging defensive positions. Sensing that the rest of his corps needed help, the Union division commander on Cemetery Hill sent one of his brigades to the other side of Gettysburg to fight a delaying action, while the rest of the corps escaped. This lone brigade quickly was overrun and soon was flying rearward to Cemetery Hill. One soldier from that brigade, a member of the 154th New York Infantry, was shot during the retreat and lay mortally wounded. Before he died, he pulled out a photograph of his children for one last look. When he was found several days later, his lifeless hands still clutched the photograph next to his heart. One recent historian has written, "He was only one of thousands of dead men strewn about Gettysburg's field, but he was special. Of all the blackened, bloated, contorted corpses on the battleground, his death pose spoke of devotion. In the silence of death, he spoke of love." Unfortunately, the soldier bore no identification. The story was so touching that the children's image was reproduced all across the northern states, and newspaper editors published the moving account time and again. Wilson Horner, the director of the National Union Musical Association of Baltimore, composed the music for a song written by W. H. Hayward, titled "The Unknown Soldier Song, Who Is He?" Published in 1864, it was dedicated to the orphans of the brave soldiers who have fallen in defense of their country. Its six verses spoke of duty to country, love of flag and family, and the plight of the poor widow and children. Eventually, a woman living in western New York discovered that the celebrated photograph was the same one she had given her husband, Sergeant Amos Humiston. By the time Horner published The Unknown Soldier, Humiston's identity already had been ascertained. The story of the nameless soldier touched everyone's heart, including a composer named James G. Clark, who had made a name for himself as a popular songwriter and performer during the antebellum period. Clark had entered a contest sponsored by the American Presbyterian newspaper to compose song lyrics concerning the Humiston incident. Announcing Clark as the winner, the paper proclaimed, "Out of several pieces sent to us on the death of Sergeant Humiston, we unhesitatingly give the preference to the following simple, sweet verses, very well adapted to music, which the author has already provided for them, and will soon publish." James Clark's The Children of the Battlefield was published in April 1864. Fine print on the sheet music announced, "The net proceeds of the sales of this music are reserved for the support and education of the orphan children." The song was dedicated to Dr. J. Francis Burns of Philadelphia, who took an early interest in identifying the soldier and later sold copies of the photograph, cartes de visite, or CDVs, to raise money for the orphans and widow. Notably, the Humiston family claimed they never received a penny from the sales of either the music or the CDVs. This is particularly ironic, especially considering the final line of each of the song's three verses. "Oh, Father, shield the soldier's wife, and for his children care." The song became so popular that Clark made it part of his regular repertoire, and published a second edition in October 1864.